Republican State Representative Harvey Hildebrand says his measure, House Bill 500, is aimed at helping what he calls the state's mom-and-pop businesses. The ones, he says, that are the most entrepreneurial and create the most jobs in Texas.
If you don't do the things to make it fairer, if you don't do the things to give relief to those folks that are treated the most unfair under the provisions of the margins franchise tax, then you're going to have people quit investing, quit opening new businesses, and even closing down the businesses they have.
Hildebrand's original bill cut roughly $400 million from the state's franchise tax. It would also extend the exemption for businesses with revenue of less than $1 million, among other provisions. During debate, millions of dollars in additional tax cuts were added by lawmakers focusing on key industries in their districts. Back in 2006, the legislature voted to stop taxing businesses based on their profits. Instead, they're taxed on their gross receipts, even if they don't make a profit, which Laura Hoke with the National Federation of Independent Businesses is against. She says this measure is a good start, but the Federation wants the tax gone completely.
Allowing the business owners of the state to take that money and invest it in jobs, in healthcare, in people, in technologies, in inventory. Let them breathe. Let them put that money back into the economy.
On the House floor Tuesday, things got heated when Democratic State Representative Sylvester Turner objected to how the tax cuts would be paid for, out of a fund that goes directly to public schools.
But there is no other vehicle to add any money to make up for what's taking place in HB 500, Representative Hildebrand.
If you don't like HB 500, Sylvester, vote against it. Let me tell you, I'm going to vote for small business tax cuts, and I'm going to help your small businesses and your automotive repair shops and all the other businesses that get relief in this bill.
Hildebrand says a Senate bill, SB 1, would put money back into schools. And after several hours, most members agreed with him. They voted to pass it 112-27. After final passage expected today, it goes to the Senate. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.